Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this May 3rd, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. And we're joined right now in studio by some great people. We have the Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club with us. John and Melanie Wiltsey is with us. And good afternoon to you, too. I appreciate you guys being here. I have to say right out the gate, journalistically for this interview, I'm not going to have any integrity. I love dogs. I love what you guys do. I love the Kennel Club. So we're just going to have some fun today. We're going to highlight these events that you all have coming up. If you wouldn't mind, Melanie, first, to start off, I'd like to remind people of what the Kennel Club is and what you guys do.
The Kennel Club has been around for decades in Wisconsin Rapids. We offer a place for people to come for classes for their obedience, and we also sponsor sports events for dogs through the American Kennel Club. Our club is an affiliate of the American Kennel Club. They have thousands and thousands of local clubs all over the country. We went through a little bit of a hard time during COVID because we had a couple years when the building had to be closed and we could not offer anything for dogs. Our building suffered a little bit of aging during that time, and so we're facing some extra expenses replacing our whole front facade on the street and some other things, just repairs that needed done. But we have a lot of new members now. We're so excited. People adopted dogs during COVID and took them home, and a lot of them were new dog owners, and now they're really appreciating getting some help making the dogs into better behaved members of their family, or getting them into some dog sports, because dogs really love to play.
Yeah. How long have you both been involved with the Kennel Club? Boy, if you got to think about it, it tells you a while, right?
I'm not good at math.
Oh, that's good.
I've been involved for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And my husband has just recently gotten more involved because we have two dogs and we've started doing fast cat, which we'll talk about, which involves going places with the camper and spending a weekend. And runs one of the dogs, so he's kind of excited about the dog thing.
I imagine it's got to be pretty rewarding, too, with the rise in the last 5 to 10 years of dog owners and your dog conversations and people loving dogs and communities becoming more and more dog-friendly. I've talked about this with Mayor Blazer. I've talked about it with Mayor Zacher. That, you know, when it comes to growing communities, there is one theme that is overly consistent throughout the whole country, and it's being dog-friendly. Like, it may not seem like that big of a thing, but communities that are dog friendly are growing population, at the very least keep the population at the same level. Their economy is different. Dogs, they're amazing, you know. Enough said. I want to get into the AKC Fast Cat with you, if you don't mind. And you brought up a good point in our pregame a little bit, of if people know what AKC Fast Cat is, and I'd like to get into that a little bit with you, Melanie.
So the fastest growing dog sport in the nation is Fast Cat. And there's quite a few reasons for that. Somebody will say, well, what do cats have to do with dogs?
I never even thought of that. That's great. Yeah.
Well, CAT is an acronym for Coursing Ability Test. So if you think of greyhound racing and you've got a whole group of dogs chasing a lure around a track, Fast CAT is a version of that. But it's one dog at a time, running a straight course, chasing a lure. That your dog is not competing against any other dog. The dog gets a time, and that's, there's a formula for how many points the dog is earning, and they add up towards AKC titles. There's also a cat without the fast in front. That one is chasing a lure one dog at a time, but it's a much longer course, and it has curves in it, and sometimes there's actually like a ditch they got to jump, or some obstacles involved. So fast is just a fast version of that, one straight line. Most dogs can do it in 10 seconds, give or take five. I mean, really fast dogs can run the 100 yards in, you know, 5-6 seconds. And then you got old dogs and tiny dogs and that take longer.
Yeah,
And there's handicaps for small dogs,
right,
too.
Right.
If they're tiny, they get more points for a time than a greyhound full size.
Yeah. Back when I was living in DeKalb, we had a new dog, Gonzo, great little guy, terrier mix, really fun little dog, lot of energy. We lived in a small apartment and everything, and it was a lot for a little guy, and I don't know if it really was the right setting for him, but he adapted, and he was a really good one, but he still had all this energy, and my girlfriend at the time, Joy, she heard about this and thought, whoa, maybe we get him involved in this, and maybe that'll get some of that energy out. Gonzo was never a problem at night after getting a part of this. He got all of his energy out a part of the Fast Cat, and he just became a very mellow dog at night. It really did help. I'm not saying that this does this for every dog or anything, but I think a lot of people out there, they love their dog, but they get frustrated sometimes, and this frustrates me when a person gets frustrated with a dog being a dog. I mean, it's a dog. What do you expect? It only is going to do dog things. But if you're looking for another opportunity for something fun to do with your dog, looking for something to help it get its exercise out and get some energy out of its system, I would think AKC Fast Cat is a good option. And it works pretty good. Have you seen some of that yourself?
Yes. And another reason for the popularity is it really requires no training, usually, on the part of the dog. Dogs come programmed to want to chase moving things in the grass. So sometimes it'll take a dog a time or two, or people will stand with the new dog and let them watch the other dogs chase it. But usually, you know, you're not spending years training your dog for an agility trial or something. Yeah. Fast Cat is just fun. And the dogs, there's usually a photographer, will have one. It's at the far end taking pictures of the dog. The dogs actually smile.
Yeah.
Those seconds chasing that lure are really the happiest I ever see our dogs. And they're pretty happy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just really happy. And that makes it fun for the adults. Some people will identify with, you pay all this money and you take your children to Disney World,
right,
and all they do is whine and complain, and a week later they're not very appreciative of it.
Yeah.
Well, when you see your dog just in complete joy of the moment, they're not thinking about what's going to happen at the end of the run or what happened when they got there. They're just having a great time. It's so wonderful to give a living thing a really great time.
It's one of the more rewarding things you can feel, you can have as a human being. There's no words for it, really. And anybody that wonders if a dog can smile, take them to this. You will see. You will see your dog smiling. In fact, we have an opportunity for you to do that coming up. We wanted to tell everybody about it. We got some dates coming up for an AKC Fast Cat right here in our area.
Yes, we're having a Fast Cat May 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's Mother's Day weekend. It's out at Country Paws, which is just off of Highway 10 on J. The address is 6760 Burr Oak Road. And we will offer what they call fun runs. So if you want to do an actual AKC entry for points and towards titles, that costs quite a bit of money every mm-hmm. time your dog gets to run, depending on, you know, if you registered early or mm-hmm. not. You know, you're talking about $25 for your dog to run as few seconds, which, believe me, it's worth it. But for $5, you can bring out a dog who's never run before and do a fun run. You won't get AKC points. There's no paperwork to fill out. But you will get a ribbon at the end with your dog's time and the miles per hour that he ran. I mean, some people would just be, I'm surprised. My little Jack Russell, who's 11 inches tall, runs sometimes 22 miles an hour.
That's
over
crazy.
That 100 yards.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's
kind of fun to see those numbers and to see all that, to get that kind of information. That's cool.
Yeah. So those fun runs will be available. We hope to have them. We're going to set up on Thursday night. That's the 9th, and hopefully the field will be set up and we can have some fun runs. This will, you know, the trial won't even be going. And the way to find out if that happens, because stuff can happen when you're, you know, driving posts and setting up fence and the lure isn't working or whatever, you can look on the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club Facebook page because I will be posting on there 3-4 in the afternoon and say it looks like it's a go. If you want to bring your dog out and have a try at this, come. The Kennel Club actually has two Facebook pages. They have a little different flavor, but that notice will go on both pages. So if you just Google Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club and go to our page, we'll...
I just tried it out in real time, and it popped right up. So very simple way to do it if you're looking for a way to find that. And otherwise, you can throw it into your Facebook search bar as well, and it should pop up. But be sure to like that page and subscribe and support to what the work they're doing. And any questions you might have, that's a great way to ask them. And keep up to date on the information of this event and other events coming up.
Right. We also have, we'll offer Fast Cats Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the afternoon when the big rush of the people who've paid to compete is over, and you can come out and pay your $5 and get in line, and we'll fit you in between the competition entries.
For people that haven't done this event before, is there anything that would be good for them to know coming into it? Make sure that you got some water for your dog, or those kind of things.
Water, bring two leashes, preferably bring a friend. Because somebody holds the dog at the beginning to let go, and then somebody's down at the end. If it's a new dog and they're a little confused, but they'll come when you call them, then you should be the one at the end calling them. So when the hunt master goes tally-ho and the dog is released, he knows he should at least go down to the end. And somewhere during the run, they'll usually say, oh, what's that moving in the grass? Mm-hmm. And they'll get focused on the lure, and a couple times, and they've got the game. They know what they're... supposed to do. Please don't bring any bitches in heat onto the grounds.
That's an important one to keep in mind.
And at AKC events, we do not allow prong collars or shot collars or just a flat collar.
I think that's cool.
For running, yeah.
I think that's good. Again, this AKC Fast Cat coursing ability trial will begin May 10th, 11th, and 12th over Country Paws Athletic Center at 6760 Burr Oak Road in Stevens Point. You can find out more information by calling 715-570-1157. Be sure to keep up to date on the Facebook page. As Melanie was telling us, we'll keep you up to date right there. And again, we're speaking with John and Melanie from the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club. Wanted to talk about another great event coming up a little bit at the end of the month and beginning of June, the Rapids Flyball Frenzy. This is a popular one.
Yes, we'll have our flyball tournament is a couple weeks later than we've ever had it due to issues getting the rec center, which is where it'll be held here in Rapids at the hockey rink.
This event is a fun one. Can we tell people about what takes place at this event?
Yes. Flyball is a relay racing team event for dogs. And there's a track, a double track set up. There's four hurdles. And at the end, there's a box with a ball inserted. The dogs run over the hurdles. They hit the box. The ball shoots out. They grab it midair and turn around and run back. So... whichever team, their four dogs manage first, are the winners of that heat. So the teams are getting points. So the teams will be placed, first place team, second place team. But the dogs are also earning points individually. You know, if they're on a team that together they managed to run it in 20 seconds, each dog on that team will get so many points. It's very fun to watch. The other thing that we have there is our big money-making event, at least that the flyball team does, is a raffle that will be there. And the public can come in. We have great baskets and some individual larger items. Not all of them, but we have a lot of outdoor camping sort of stuff because the teams who will come from all over the Midwest to participate, a lot of them camp. So, you know, they'll buy raffle tickets for the the latest fancy cooler or tent or whatever we have.
And you guys, I mean, as much as this community loves dogs, and we've seen a lot of that, this community really loves raffles. I mean, you put a raffle up and people are going to show up. So that is very smart, very nice to have that. I love the added touch for the out-of-towners, if you will. Speaking of that, you guys... over the years of this event, do we know like how the farthest somebody's come to get here or anything? Or do you get to see a lot of out-of-towners at these events?
Last year, we had some people from Iowa and somebody came from Oklahoma. It's mostly Midwest states. Hmm. So how far the farthest person has come, I don't know.
No, but that's still kind of interesting just to hear even those states mentioned. That's pretty cool. Mm. And of course, our local Midwest states.
And our fast cat is drawing from, who do we have? We have somebody coming from, he's the secretary for fast cat.
I talked to a woman yesterday that's coming from Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
By way of Nebraska. She's going to one this weekend in Nebraska. And then we'll be headed to Stevens Point for next weekend, all excited because her dog was going to get an award at our event in trying to plan how many points the dog could get at each event to get the rosette at our event. And that's one of the calling cards, the attractions for the different events is how fancy the ribbons are.
I can see that.
So our club has been making our own rosettes. Hmm. So they're very unique and no two of them are alike.
Wow, is that
and
cool.
People are really like, oh, I'll drive there. We had a couple people come from Colorado last year. That's a long drive for like 60 seconds of dog running
it's
over
really
the course
something.
Of 3 days.
Yeah. I didn't mean to put you guys on the spot with that, but I ask for a couple of reasons. For one, I think it's just kind of cool, and it does speak to something you were speaking to earlier, Melanie, how much we love our dogs, what we'll do for our animals, and that. It's a great line right there, by the way, where how you go for 60 seconds. That was funny. But I also wanted to bring this up because as we're talking about these events, and we want people to be a part of them and take them in and have fun with their animals, I hope everybody is keeping in mind, at least in the back of their head, where this started and what Melanie was telling us before, that you guys are in a little bit of a crux, that you guys could use some financial help. And that's where we as a community step up. We come in and we can take part in these events, be a part of these events, bring our dogs down to there, buy those raffle tickets. Those dollars and cents you're spending, that is an investment. That is an investment in your community. And when you help out the Kennel Club or something like that, you may not think of it as the most gigantic of things. It really does trickle down and affect our whole community. We just got done talking about, just off the top of our heads, some people that have come to our area, come to Wood County, and spent their money. And spent money here. That adds to our economy. This is something that dogs do. Dogs do a lot in our society. A lot in our society. And here's one more thing that they do, bringing in economy. It goes a long way. So I encourage people, even if you're not, don't have a dog necessarily and just want to come and watch these events or something, or if you want to spread the word about them, please continue to do that. It not only adds to the betterment of our community, the mental health of our community, the beauty of our community, but the economic part of our community. It also impacts that as well.
We also have needs sometimes for volunteers at these events, and they're jobs that anybody can do, like somebody letting the person out the gate at the other end at Fast Cat. A lot of people are involved in the bookwork part of keeping score and all that kind of stuff, but there's jobs for people.
Yeah.
I also want to say that the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club heavily supports the Wood County Animal Shelter. Mm-hmm. And we also do things like offer free classes to people who adopt rather than shop for for their pets. We are going to have puppy classes and therapy dog classes during the summer. Those will start in July, and you can look for the information on those and how to sign up on the Facebook groups. Mm. That will be there.
Mm. Excellent. Is there anything else you guys wanted to touch on before we let you go? And cover
it? Come on to the events. There's no charge if you're just showing up. If you come to the ice arena for the fly ball. Bring your earplugs. It's not quite as loud at Fats Cat. The dogs are cheering each other on, or maybe they're not always cheering on, but lots of barking, lots of happy barking. Come on and take a look.
Yeah. Thank you, John. Thank you, Melanie. Appreciate the time. Keep in mind, the Rapids Flyball Frenzy goes kicks off May 31st through June 2nd. It is a fun event. It is free admission, free parking, free barking, awesome raffle. Go ahead and check it out at the Southfield County Rec Center, 2711 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. I see that Lori has a number here to contact her. Should I give that number, or did you guys want to give information if people have follow-up questions where they can go?
You can give that number, but the posters and stuff are all posted on the Facebook pages. There is a, if you have questions and you don't manage Facebook, you could email. We have WRKC, that's for Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club, FastCat, all one word, all lowercase, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And my lovely husband here will get your email and he'll figure out what you need.
And again, as Melanie was saying earlier, all this information and more you can find at their Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club's Facebook page. Encourage you to type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club, like their page, keep up to date on all the great work that they are doing over there. Both of you really do appreciate what you're doing for our community, what you're doing for these dogs, and joining us on the airwaves today. I really do appreciate it. Melanie, I have to tell you, I love that shirt. It's a fantastic shirt you have there. John, I do want to apologize not featuring you more, but that was self-preservation on my part because I can't compete with that voice, sir. That's a great voice. So I can't compete with that. So that was just on my part. But I do appreciate you being here. Thank you very much for the time, you two.
Thank you, James. We appreciate the opportunity.
We'll talk again real soon, guys. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.